Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, The Knowledge Station, and you're listening to your host, the diva, Sister Cecile, a.k.a. Top Shelf. And we're ready to go. Yeah. 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 So, it's the 29th of August. It's the last Sunday in August. And what a weird month I run, the year I run. It's like it's raining down Christmas. It's like it's running down Christmas, yeah. So we are live here on CRS Radio, and it's Give Back Jamaica. Give Back Jamaica. The program tonight entails giving back to the needy children of our alma mater. Yes, Jamaica, we are giving back. Yes, Jamaica, we're giving back. Giving back to the Crescent Primary School, which was once Crescent All Age. We're giving back indeed. Yes, indeed, we're giving back. One desk, one child. The Bellyful Program. The Kickers Club. Socks for Kickers. Hygiene Packs for Girls. Yes. Yes, Jamaica, we're giving back. And on tonight's show, we'll be having a fun-filled night. You know, amidst all that's going on in Jamaica and the world right now. Yes, amidst all that's going on in Jamaica and the world right now, we can still have a heart to give back. Give back some of what we've gotten from the school that has made us into who we are. So tonight, we will be looking at some of these programs that we have instituted. And I know some of you, I see my dashboard lighting up, man. I know some of you will be contributing tonight to this program. Okay, so here we have the programs we're talking about tonight is going to be the One Child, One Desk, the Bellyful Program, which is feeding kids, and this will take a donation of $25 per month. $25 per month, people, it's not a lot, you know. It's not a lot. The Kickers Club, $30 contribution for a pair of shoes, and this guarantees you membership, platinum, gold, silver, you name it. As I always say, it's a whole lot of metal. And to go with these kickers, it's going to be socks. Socks for kickers. Socks, just contribute $5, no? That's all we need. $5 for a pair, for a pack of socks. And for the hygiene pack for girls, which includes, like, you know, sanitary napkins and the like, you know? So let's share what we have. Let's give back. Let's give back Jamaica. Let's give back Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Again, good evening, Jamaica. Again, good evening. Yes. I see my board lighting up. Who wants to talk?
Mm-hmm. I am here laughing out loud because I'm saying you're the high tonight.
you know, Dr. Eva, you know, today's a bittersweet day.
Yes, ma'am.
Today's a bittersweet day. And, you know, we're talking about giving back, yes. Giving back, yes. Really giving back. But there are so many things going on in the world, Dr. Eva. You know, this morning I watched as 11 military persons, the remains of these 11 persons came back home. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It broke my heart.
I want to big up. Yeah, we have to big up all of those that served. You know, a lot of times the military family don't get. I think this government has changed a lot towards the military personnel and the sacrifices that they make. And one don't understand, too, as a military mom and a military mom yourself, the heartache and the suffering when your child or your loved one goes out to war, the pain that you're feeling inside as well.
Yes.
And even when you as a military personnel return from that battlefield, a lot of other internal battle begin within yourself. And you, again, as a wife, as a parent, as a family, have to deal with those battles that serviceman or woman is going through. So it's a never-ending spiral sometimes for the sacrifices those people pay.
It's really close to home because, as you know, I have my kids who are serving, you know, in the military on active duty. Really, that could be my child, the remains of my child coming home, you know. I mean,
absolutely.
It tugs me, tears at my heart, and I've been a little, you know, a little down since I saw this morning, you know. Really, really, really down. Because when I look at these faces, the ages, I think the oldest person was 32. These are babies. They were in diapers when Bin Laden the Twin Towers, and they are now the ones bearing the brunt of this. You know, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. And another sad note. And another sad note. Many of you who are music persons in Jamaica, we are missing a stalwart, Lee Scratch Perry. He passed on today.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. One of the geniuses.
Yeah, Dr. Ev, I might not have known much about this person. You know, but tell us something about this man, Dr. Ev, because, you know.
Well, Lee Scratch Perry, you know, folks, we have a mix of Jamaica and school and everything Jamaica in the world. So we have like a pepper pot soup here this evening. So I'm going to like pepper pot soup on Sunday.
Come
you're
on
the
in.
Right place.
Yeah, you're the right place. Yes.
You're right, Chase. Lee Scratch Perry is one of the geniuses, the genius of creative music in Jamaica. I mean, most of all of Bob Marley albums. He was the producer of the Black Heart Studio. You call it the Black Heart Studio in over on Duane Park area there. It's a whole long history. Some of the great music that comes out there, the Bob Marleys, of course, as I said, the Wailers, and of course Bob Marley and the Wailers, and the Wailers itself, two different groups, different all of that, and all of the great music that comes out of Jamaica. This man was so unique. He would be probably doing a music and him see all a cow a pass and him make a cow sound and him create certain. Lee was just out of this world. A lot of people say, and Lee might tell you that him is a madman. Him honed the madness. Him honed the madness. If there was a madman, he honed
the madness.
Yes. And so we have this great music he has. He has played on internationally, has international stardom, play with some of the greats and solicit, I mean, back some of the great singers, international singers. He has done dub music. He pioneered a lot of those stuff, the style of the music, the innovation, the technique, the production style. That was Lee Scratchberry. And fortunately for me, I have one of the, maybe the only, the longest, because listen to me, on phone. If you, those people who know Lee Scratchberry, we're going to be doing a tribute to him probably later on tonight or sometime in the week. Lee Scratchberry, if you can, upon his vibration, and I mean a high vibration, you know, high vibration, you can't talk to Lee because you don't know how to talk to him. Exactly. So, if you is a little interviewer, try and talk to Lee Scratchberry, and you can't help me hearing him think, he might drop you.
He might drop you, yes.
He might drop you. So I had the opportunity to do a three-hour interview, so what does that say about me?
Yes, it never drop you, so you're a good interviewer then.
That means something that up there too. So call me crazy if you want. Yeah, call me crazy if you want. I don't mind. That is an honor. So I have the honor, and sometime in the week here, we're going to be hearing those recording. And you are the good, the great musician. I mean, the great musician of maybe of all time in Jamaica.
Yes.
Definitely. We're going to be talking about him, playing some of his music and playing some of the interviews and clips earlier in the week. So, big up.
Condolences.
To the family.
Condolences to the family,
Yes, ma'am. Great man. So, and he was an OD too. He got the Order of Distinction, of course, as well.
OD.
I mean, the contribution that he has made to Jamaican music is just unspeakable. The man is just out of this world.
Phenomenal.
If you get a chance to look at Skeef's Lee Scratchberry and his regalia, different regalias, then you'll understand where the man is and where he's coming from. That's a good one there. Big up yourself, family. It is just a marvelous man. Yes, man. Yes. Thanks for mentioning him.
Thanks. You're welcome. So many things, you know, many things are going on in the world. The world is not the same anymore. I mean, one, COVID has changed the world totally. Totally. You know, I'm you know, encouraging and asking and begging people, stay safe. COVID is real. Mm-hmm. COVID is real. Stay safe. Right now, there's a hurricane Ida coming in Louisiana. It's on the anniversary of Katrina.
3 years
ago, yes. And, you know, Katrina was a Cat 3.
Mm-hmm.
So there's maximum wind. I was just watching an update, and, you know, it's going on real bad. And it's not just going to affect Louisiana. It's going straight up. And, you know, I was looking at, you know, once upon a time, the hurricanes would be formed, like, off the coast of Africa. They're forming right here in the Caribbean.
Something must be happening.
So as I said earlier, it's a bittersweet day, you know? So many things going on, but you just have to keep your head sane, you know? Keep your head sane. I see my board lighting up. I see my board lighting up. But before I go to the board, you know, I am looking at we're going to be having some interviews coming up. We're going to be having Judith Richardson, Miss Judith, Auntie Judith. She, you know, has made an impact on one specific child, and she boasts about this child. She brags about this child. You know, you believe it's her biological child. Yes, Auntie Judith. Yes. So, I mean, this is what humanity is all about. You know, taking care of each other. When I'm falling down, you pick me up. When I'm leaning over, you catch me up. You know, not just tear down each other. You may have it and I don't have it. If you have it, help me out. And if I have it, I should help you out. That is what humanity demands of us, that we help each other. So at this time, I'm going to take this call.
All right. That's what we're talking about.
My call and I coming up.
Oh, because we got to make sure you.
Okay. All right. I'll wait on this caller. The caller may be not ready yet. Yes. So we'll also be having a report from Oakton Brown as it relates to the tally on the shoes, the kickers. And you know, Dr. F, that's my favorite part of this program, you know. I love the kickers club.
That's
a shoe on the feet of a child who, you know, would otherwise be going to school, but not be going to school, without a peer.
Mm-hmm.
So I really love the kickers club. So coming up, we'll have Oakton giving a report, you know, on what's going on with this part of the program. So
yeah, I always love to hear what's going on from Hopeton. Definitely, Hopeton is supposed to be going down and distributing these shoes in Jamaica as well. So I know there's a little setback because Jamaica is on lockdown. So he will be reporting as to how things are going and when we're going to get there and how the program is going to go. But so far, and I know Miss Auntie Judith is going to be reporting in and let us know how much shoes we have so far and
yes,
how
ma'am.
The thing is going. Because that's always an interesting part of the program to know that. We are, you know, when we started out this, you know, just a couple of pairs of shoes, we are now, you know, and I don't want to steal thunder. Remember, folks, if you want to get in on chat with us, got a full board out here as well, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. It will light up a little thing on our side, and we'll be able to see that. 661-467-2407 is the number to call in. It is Give Back Jamaica, and
yes.
I'm co-hosting with the diva herself.
yes.
To see her. You know, I mean, hey, Jamaica. Hey, no matter how, you know, Jamaica is a thing, no matter how the world is broke down, you know, them still find time to really full joy themselves and not make the place look too sad or anything. So in spite of what's going on around you, you know, folks out there, it's rough and it's tough, but we have to be resilient and find means and way to bounce back. We're going to talk to Auntie Judith.
Auntie Judy.
Good morning.
Good evening.
She's not there laughing at us.
I know she laughing, man.
May I have a word? I'm Ambassador Tissue. Good evening, good evening, good evening. How's everybody doing this evening?
We're doing good, we're doing good. Yes,
wonderful.
Yes, yes, ma'am. I was just talking about you or you, your boy. It's like your biological son. You know, forcing is just cut off for you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Forcing is just cut off for you. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
So Judith, tell us what's been going on your end.
As far as?
With Nate.
With the
two? First, let's give us an update on Nate.
There isn't really any updates to give right now.
Have you spoken to him? When last have you spoken to him?
I spoke to him once. The initial introduction, and that was that.
So tell me, what was it like?
How was that? Yeah.
Was he excited?
I was very excited. It's a different thing. You know, I work in a school here,
uh-huh.
And, you know, you have children who just, they come up to you, they don't say good morning, they don't say good evening, they don't say please, they don't say thank you, you
wow.
know. And here you have this child who gets on the phone, don't know me from a bag of beans,
uh-uh.
and says, good evening, miss.
Me
almost jump off of the chair. No, seriously, me almost jump off of the chair. Yes, I'll see you now, and I have the tickle. And I said to him, I said, and how are you doing? And he said, I am fine, thank you. How are you?
Wow.
I said, no.
What's full of manners?
Yes.
Full of manners.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. And this is something that I have not heard in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he addressed me, he would say, yes, miss, no, miss. It's not just a yes or a no. It's a yes,
no.
Miss, or a no, miss. You know, and it was very exciting to talk to him in that manner.
I know.
I can
understand the feeling, because, you know, as a child growing up, you would love to have somebody in foreign to talk to you,
yeah.
or to
yeah.
send something to you, you know. So it makes for a very interesting and exciting conversation. So Judy,
yeah.
tell us where we
yeah.
are with this now.
Ladies and gentlemen, all
yes.
our listening audience out there in radio land. I must. Okay, so far, we are up to 113. I think here's a shoe.
Wow.
We have
wow. beautiful.
We have. Okay, we still have a little bit over 100 to get.
Yes.
So, you know.
So, Judy, hold on a minute. What was our total? What was the total we're aspiring for?
We are 223 pairs. That's the
oh.
total number we are shooting for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can go over that. And we probably
mm-hmm.
will go over that.
Yes. If we go over it, no problem.
No problem. The more the merrier. The more
yes.
the merrier. So we're up to 113 now, and I know a lot of people are listening, and I know a lot of people are just itching to donate something. One
yes.
pair,
yes.
half a pair, 1 foot. You know, and somebody else doing it one more foot to go with
what
that. Make it one here.
Yes.
You know.
we will take anything.
We will take anything.
Anything that you have.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, we welcome the donations for the shoes. Please,
if you're listening, I'm begging you. I am pleading to you. A child needs your help with shoes to go to school. A pair of shoes. Nothing heavy. Just a pair of shoes. $30, a pair of shoes. You alone don't have to give that $30. Get your friends involved. You can use your Zelle account to donate to givebackjamaica@gmail.com or your PayPal to donate, CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. Please, 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 I am begging you. I
tell
am
them
going
again,
to end with...
Tell them again,
pardon
how could you please inform our listeners how they could give back to this program?
You can donate through your Zelle account to givebackjamaica@gmail.com or through your PayPal account to thecaribbeanradioshow@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay? And I am going to say this. So this is a little story. This is a little teeny tiny story.
Go ahead,
so,
Judy. Go ahead with the story.
So, I also work in a hospital. One of my coworkers gave me $10. It's just a
yeah.
And he gave me $10. Me fall up the $2, $5, me put it in on my purse. Me call Dr. Ev, me say me just get $10. Me excited over me $10. I go back to work this week before the weekend, last week or however. Go back to work. Me just have a conversation with another person in my office and then take out $20 give me.
Yes, sir.
Well, I can count them, pull up the $20 with the
$10.
Yes, pull up the $20 with the $10, put it back in my purse. Me go back to work. Friday evening, and simple conversation I was having, a simple conversation. I was telling this lady about this program and how I'm an alumni of, you know, my elementary school, and, you know, we're doing this thing to give kids shoes, lunch, whatever, everything. And she said, "Miss Judy, really? That is good. I'm going to bring you something."
Oh.
I said, "Wow, okay." The mother always said, "No believe people till you see them come with where they come with it." They excited. Me call Dr. Evan. Me text her. I feel like mother run go to the hospital lobby and start dance.
Wow.
The lady show up. She said, "Are you here tomorrow?" Which was yesterday, Saturday. I said, "Yeah, I work from 4 to 11. "Okay, I'll come. I'm coming." She came right after I logged in. And she said, "Miss Judy," and I turned around, and there she was standing behind me.
Uh-huh.
I am getting choked up. And she stretched her hand out, and she said, "Open your hand." I opened my hand. The money, no, in an envelope, you know. And she put 10 $50 bills in my hand. How much is that?
$500.
$500.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. You just give me the chill here.
$500.
I hear the story, and it just gives me the chill again.
Yeah.
Give me the chill.
Yeah.
Wow.
Today, another coworker again, she gave me $5. So I have in my purse, I will get to the bank on Tuesday because that's when I don't work at the hospital. I only have one job on Tuesday. I have a total of $535 in my purse.
That is so good. Yes, that is so good. So good.
So it was, you know, I didn't get on the loudspeaker and say I'm doing this. I didn't put up any flyer and, you know, people left money in envelope. It was just simple conversation. You know, these kids don't have this. They need this for September. And there you have it.
That is humanity.
Wow.
That is humanity. And that is what we are asking.
I love it. I love it.
That is what, that is what we're asking our listeners to do. Not just, you know, just anything. $5, $10, a dollar. You know, those guys who stand by the corner of the road and beg, you know, and they're not looking for somebody to pass and give them $100. They're just looking for a dollar, a 25 cents, and
small money. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know, they count up the money and they have something. So we're not looking for, you know, if you want, give big. Woo, we welcome
big.
That.
Yes.
If you feel your pocket,
you can manage it. Go ahead.
Yes. But you can
It was a strange thing, you know, when Aunt Judith started this program and I started talking to her. And I see we have a Jamaica call here. I guess more or less is our report from Jamaica coming up. So I know that I have to be a little bit quick and bring back Aunt Judith coming back.
Yes.
But let me tell you something, folks. When I started talking to Aunt Judith, and folks, I say Aunt Judith because in the African way, when you have adopt your child, everybody is the aunt. And for the men who sponsors a child, they become uncle to these children. So you want an intimate connection. You want a familiar connection. So you, I mean, we say auntie and uncle. So just in
case.
That's
exactly what we do in Jamaica. Auntie and uncle.
Exactly. They don't necessarily have to be blood, but auntie and uncle sometimes better than, more financier than mother and father, because mother and father don't have it. But the auntie and uncle, sometimes they don't have children or they're, you know, better off financially, and they come forth and step forth and help. And this is what the sponsorship does help. And when I hear, I remember when I talked to Aunt Judy first, and I was telling her the program, how to get involved. Boy, oh, I'm shy. I don't want to hear. I have not wanted to be up front. I don't know how to talk. I don't know.
Oh,
and then I'm saying, really? Really? And hear her know. I mean, so she gets $500 and a combo. This is the hospital. And I'm sure it is not done yet. But I'm saying this to say, folks, when you have a passion, especially when you find something, when I first introduced Nate to, and she picked Nate out of, and then the story of Nate and her is another story. The connection, and because of that connection to me, all of a sudden, she is this reporter. She is this advocate. I mean, because of her connection to a little boy that is no relative of her, somebody she just say hi to, and the compassion that she feels that's leading her to do this kind of a job. So, folks, if you're out there, this can be a blessing to you as well. And when you hear these little children say thank you to you, is no other blessing that you will ever hear. These little voices say that will warm your soul, not even your heart, past your heart and go into your soul, into your, the foot of your soul and the crown of your head, and give you shivers when you hear what a child does. Can you understand? I was a barefooter going to school, and I'm not going to tell you, but my parents didn't have it, right? When I tell my son about barefoot, he said, "Mother, don't bother with the barefoot thing today." But I have to talk about, the barefoot thing. Because if you had it, exactly, you had somebody giving you a pair of shoes. Do you understand the joy in your heart as a child, the dignity, the pride, trust me, folks, I can tell you because I've lived it. And this is what you're going to do when you give a child a pair of shoes. You sleep with the shoes in your bed. I am not joking. Because you get a nice kickers and you shine it up. It's not like in the United States when you have a little pair of sneakers and you wear it a couple of days, you throw it out and it's like, these kids have the one pair of shoes. And
for the whole year.
Exactly.
For the whole year.
So okay, for those of you who are listening to me in archive, guys, hey, I mean, one pair of shoes. I know you're gonna go, we're going to go to Miss Norty. Let me just kind of open up the line for her. 876-347, good evening. Welcome into the show.
Good evening to you, Dr. Harvin. Good evening to your listeners. Good evening, Judith.
Good evening.
Welcome in, Miss Naughty.
Thank you. I was just listening to your conversation about going to school barefooted and how we react when we get a new pair of shoes. Well, obviously, I'm younger than you guys, so I didn't go to school barefooted. But I can tell you that our generation today, we don't go barefooted, but we just don't go at all because we don't have any shoes.
Oh,
we're not going to go to school. I heard Dr. Hill spoke about, you know, how you shine your shoes in Jamaica when the school reopens, like school. Had it not been for COVID, we'd have been reopening school next week. And so you get a new shoes, and you get your shoes and your uniform, and you hang the uniform beside the bed, and the shoes and the socks sleep beside you on the bed. Because you have a new shoe to go to school next morning.
You can't wait to put them on Monday morning.
Can't wait. Uh-huh. And you bet if you ever come to school and somebody step on that shoe is there, remember.
God, have mercy.
Worse if the shoes come from foreign, you better not step on it.
Oh, my goodness.
That is wonderful, wonderful to know. Hey, Miss Naughty, I know that you're calling all the way from Jamaica and your time. So can you give us an update? And we have some folks on the line, those of you on the line holding, to give us a talk. We're going to get to you, 860-202. We're going to get to you. Just hold tight a little bit. Let's get our report from Jamaica. Go ahead, Miss Naughty. Give us an idea what's going on.
All right, so first of all, I want to say thanks on behalf of the Crescent students for all the persons who have been contributing and sponsoring and giving. I know that, you know, in today's society, many of us do not have a lot, but out of our little, we are willing to give. And we really appreciate all that, you know, you have given, whether it is a little or a lot, it doesn't matter. In Jamaica, we say one on cook a full basket. And so, you know, each little that you put in, it will eventually add up. And so, you know, I want to say thanks and I want to encourage other persons to come on board because you'd not understand the smile that you put on a child's face when you send a pair of shoes from foreign or you send something for your child to be able to go to school. Because as I said before, we don't go barefooted, but we just don't go at all to the child. The parents would send a message to the teacher to say the child can't come because the child don't have any shoes or the child don't have any uniform. And that has happened a lot. One pair of shoes for the entire year, and by January, the shoes mash up. And so the parent can't afford to buy another shoe that the child might wear. Well, we don't wear school in Jamaica, but the child might have to get permission to wear it, or the child simply don't come at all. So I really endorse the shoe, you know, giving, or as we call the tickers, you know. I really endorse it, and I really want to encourage persons to participate, to help to put a smile on a child's face. So far, we have gotten 3 sponsorships. I think it's full sponsorship where the persons get $70 a month. Ideland Williams, Nathaniel Graham, and Judan Fairclough are the 3, I think, the full sponsors that we have gotten so far. And we would love to get more because we have many other needy students who really could do well with, as I said, you know, one cocoa full bath. You might not be able to give a full scholarship, but you might be able to give a part scholarship, or you might be able to just make a one-time contribution. We welcome that as well. Whatever you are able to do, we welcome it. And again, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
And
thank you, Miss Naughty.
Thank you for all that you've said. But before you go, Miss Naughty, I just want you to tell our listeners how to donate to this Kickers program.
Okay, so we have collected a list of students who are in need of shoe, and I think we have between 220 to 250 students who need a pair of shoes, and so you can do so via, I think there's a Facebook page for the Crescent School, Crescent Foundation, or there's a Zelle, I think Dr. M says, that you can contribute to, or you can simply call the radio station and make a contribution to buy a pair of shoes for a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you, Miss Naughty. Dr. Ev, go ahead and back up Miss Naughty on how to give to this, or to contribute to this.
I have to, again, you know, you guys know I get goosebumps by the drop of a pin. Auntie Judith, always, before she talks to me, she has a sense of tissues. I hear Miss Naughty talk, and folks, Miss Naughty is one of the senior teachers at Crescent Primary School, and she's on the ground, and she's our eyes,
she
our ears.
Everything.
She... Uh-huh. Exactly. She also had to dig in her pocket here, bringing little school, little clothes for the students, them here and there. And she is able, she's one of those angels, I'm telling you. Teachers are angels, and this is a special angel, because she navigates, she dig out and find out and make it possible for a lot of these children going to school. And if you understand, a lot of these kids, as she says, I mean, there's a lot more to do, but, I mean, you know, calling from Jamaica is a lot on telephone, so we're not going to keep our too long. There is, as she say, at Crescent School, children could not be able to go, have not been going to school for a year because they don't have no internet. They don't have any iPad or notebook or any of those little gadgets that they can go online. So we're going to be at a big time deficit. Now, these kids who are 8 and are probably getting 8 cannot repeat the lower grade. They need to move on. How can a child losing 1 year of school compete or move on without having difficulty? So when
if I may, the same thing is going to happen again come next week when school reopens, because of the spike in COVID, we are not able to go face to face, and so we will have to begin school online. And here we go again. Many of our students will not be able to go online. So you talk about missing a year already, they are going to be missing more because they are not able to go online. And we know, as teachers, we know that it is not the same when we print materials, because at school we do print material and send to students. But when you send the material to the students and the parents can't read, or some of them can read, but they can't teach the children, they don't know how to bring it across to them. And so it frustrates both the children and the parents. And so the children just still don't get it. But even if somebody do the work for them, they still don't understand. They didn't get the concept. So they still didn't go to school. So we are going to have that same problem come
again
when school is reopened, when they don't have any gadget or internet.
Wow. So, folks, there you go again. You know, we're here and we're pleading and we're laughing and we're, you know, trying to have a good time. I say, take bad things, make laugh in a such a way. But we when you really get down to the nitty-gritty, we have a generation that we're going to lose. And we know when we lose a generation and then they get disappear, what happened? Violent things happen.
Yes.
So in
yes.
order to mitigate all of that situation, we're just asking you to partner with us so we can help those children. And you know what? The glorious thing about partner with Jamaica is that when you send $10 a whole heap of Jamaican dollar, that is. So when we ask $25 for, we call it the bellyful club, to feed a little child, a lot of times the kids, them come with white marker, them the side of them mouth, because they're so hungry. And you know when you're hungry, you can't function, period. Your belly and make a whole heap of music and you can't dance. So when we do the bellyful club, which is $25 every month for that particular child, and folks, you will know the child that you are feeding. Just as if when we're doing the shoe program, you will get an opportunity to know that child. They'll have a name. So you will be able to meet that child. Go to the website. We have our website that we do. Zelle is givebackjamaica@gmail.com. A lot of you know how to do the Zelle thing. givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Our PayPal, you can do the Caribbean Radio Show at gmail.com, or same PayPal, we givebackjamaica@gmail.com. So we try to make it as easy as possible. We're trying to do the Cash App, and so that will come in as soon as I'm able and understand how to do that and set that up. Not very technical. But folks, tell a friend. The church, the school organization, they are empathetic. They're sympathetic. Somebody can do an offering, one pair of shoes, an offering. If you're out there and you're able to do a tablet, that's what we would all will love. Because as you hear Miss Norton say, hey, these kids don't have whatever gadgetry in order to do this. No, if you want to help too, you can send a couple of dollars for this person to get internet access as well. So we have a pack of socks. It's $5 if you want to donate a pack of socks. And we try to make it as easy as possible for someone to say, hey, can do something. And I don't have to be preaching. It just has to come from your heart and your soul. And once you get it and you understand what the life that you're changing, then you're going to help others to continue. And it's a domino effect that we're having here right now. So Thank all of you out there who have been contributing. We are just so overwhelmed that we don't have a high water leave when we get a $5 or a $10 leave for five. I'm serious, folks. May I tell you, it's happiness all over. So I'm not going to take more of your time because, Miss Naughty, if you don't have any other updates, I know, you know, data is a problem. So,
yeah.
So you can say,
well, I can tell you that many of the parents are waiting on the shoe for the children. Some of them are being asked, you know, when they're going to get the shoes and stuff. they're really looking forward to the shoes.
Yeah.
But I think right now we have that great need where we need, I know, tablets and stuff. I remember yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine abroad, and she was saying many persons have tablets that they don't even use. They have a laptop and they have a tablet, and they can give away one, right? Give it to a child in need, right? You'll be giving to a worthy cause. I am sure a child will thank you. You'll get a picture of that child smiling, and I'm sure that smile would warm your heart and you know, make your day, you know, when you donate to a child. So whatever you can do, again, I say one on Cocoa Full Basket, you know, help a child today.
So folks, listen to Miss Naughty. You know, she's in essence, she's saying, you don't have to have mark your contribution to a particular aspect of this give back program. Let's say you don't have to say, okay, I'm going to give this $30 for the shoe. You can just give, because you heard her talking about data and children not having a tablet to access the internet in order to get in on the schoolwork. So you just give something, anything. If you want to give a $500 as the person who gave to do this, go ahead and do it. We welcome it.
Why?
We welcome it. If it's a $10, we welcome it. $5, we welcome it. Just anything. So, Miss Naughty, we thank you so much. I mean, you are all eyes and ears on the ground. And we thank you. You've been doing an excellent job. And I must commend you.
Don't forget Miss Lewis.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm going to let Mrs. Lewis call next week.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks again.
You too, guys.
Thank you, Miss Naughty. Thank you, Miss
Lewis. Thank you.
860. I know we're trying to the diva. 860-30202. Good evening. Welcome into the show.
Welcome, caller.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello, caller. Who are we speaking with?
Eh?
Who are we speaking with?
It's Paul.
Hey, Paul Smith. Welcome, Mr. Smith. This is the gentleman we've been talking about. And he's going to do us good tonight. Yes.
All right.
Been a long time, you know.
Welcome,
you know?
Paul. Welcome. Okay.
Never go sleep in that time. It's the night shift.
So, Paul, me hear a lot about you. Me hear so y'all know me and everything there. But we can't talk about that on here.
Who the cherry?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I know how to sing with them good, you know. I'm Barry, from Christian school.
God. We have to get your number off here, and I have it here so we can connect later on.
Yes.
So you hear about our program now. So, you know, your cousin, I and so on.
I live in Adama, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
This is a diaspora, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's close by, yeah. It was really in red skirt and cream.
Yeah, cream blouse. So, so you did that a long time, man, this.
Yeah, from Mrs. Benjamin. You know Mrs. Benjamin? Huh?
Mrs. Benjamin.
Yes.
No. Dr.
F.B.,
Mrs. Benjamin.
No. Who is she? Mrs. Irvin. She was first named Mrs. Benjamin. She was Mrs. Benjamin first.
Her original name, yes. Benjamin Irvin, yes.
What eventually happened, I had work with the railway, a driver that was from Ipswich. A little bit, so they know our from down there.
Okay.
Yes. But our name was Benjamin first.
Dr. Evu,
We always call her Babylon, you know?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, she was a very, very good principal.
Paul, have you ever gotten beaten from her yet? You ever late to go to school?
Yeah, but you know, when I was a junior at grade 4, right? We had a pair, freeze up at the senior part, up at the top of the upper senior, where 9 and 8, right? So, one day we were still playing a cool bell ring, you know? I'm at Irvin. Give all of us a running lick. I can tell you about her. If you run from Mrs. Irvin, she go and come to every class and pick you out.
I'll find you. Paul, you remember when Miss Irvin beat your house? You know, she had left in and she put her right hand underneath the breast. Because she had big boobs. And then she licked you with your left hand.
Yes. Yeah. But one thing, you know, no parents never try to fight her.
No, never.
You remember?
Well, the penguin jumped in front of her.
You remember Penguin Bush?
Yes, I remember Penguin.
Of course.
The man that talked about Blackheart.
Yes.
Oh,
God,
was...
yes.
So don't know. Yeah. A good dinner because.
And then tell them, if you ever go home from school and see a black yard stop, you're gone.
Yeah, man,
you run like thief.
Yes. But you know what? Remember, Mrs. Hewitt, Alice L. Patty,
yes.
We treated the one. Treated the one, Patty.
Yes, she's the best patty in the world. Miss Hewitt has one of the best patty in the world.
Mr. Dudley. Mr. Dudley. Remember, Miss Mitchell always sell patty and a slice of St. Jago bread for 5 cents.
Yes, sir.
Remember some bookmark, Minister of Education, not to be fooled?
Yes, sir. Nola on the farm, Nola at home, Nola go to school.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got my name from.
Yeah, and remember, well, against free khaki, and when you be good in a class, teacher buy a bag of a paradise plum in the class, you know.
Lord have mercy. I remember
Remember the bubble gum them with name Bell Boy? And some other man Bellboy
fan. Yes.
Yes. Long time that. It was some good days. But you know what the hell do I was cool? Save my 10 cent if I can. Right?
Uh-huh.
And that 10 cent, yes, I can, you know. But this school, Christian school, I have a canteen.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they might have bulgur, where they might like cook.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, Paul, you remember color?
Yes.
You remember color?
Oh?
Color.
Yes, man. Color, yes. I think in my damsel.
No, man. His mother. No, I call her damsel. I thought that was Miss Beryl.
But I think Miss Beryl, I think I live in a damsel, you know, Billy. Billy was one of, I think, Billy. Billy was one of Miss Beryl's son.
Okay.
Yes. But color belong to damsel or some family.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, man, me know. Yes. But it was some good days.
Wow.
Yes. But
those were some good old days, man. I laugh at Paul.
Listen, Paul, you need to invite like 10 of them people. We're going to have one night, remember, Crescent.
Yes,
just calling. I remember Crescent, you know, do a Crescent remembrance and, you know, kind of focus on that coming in.
Yeah.
Because this is a good, so you have to go get all of your friends coming.
Yeah, but
we can talk.
Which part I live in? I live in Connecticut, you know, Bloomfield, Connecticut, you know. So I really people from Fidel School. I live further north, you know, close to Mabish.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, really fish. And that guy, Alice, one time with a guy named Fraser, I think he might live on St. John Road.
Mm-hmm.
His last name was Fraser, right? Yes,
mm-hmm.
But I don't think no one like that from Christian school. Yes, because I live further.
You remember the thousand then? Harold Thousand, Hopton Thousand.
Yes, Victor.
His mother usually make the big bulgur dumpling them too.
But I forgot what the lady's name. They live over near Mrs. Mitchell. She had work at the canteen, you know?
Yeah, I remember her.
I forgot her name.
I forget her name. Yeah, her name is kind of a switch.
I don't remember, yes. But
yeah.
Arlene, I have a friend. Oh, man, it's a long time. But you remember Mr. Bartley?
Of course, man.
Of course,
I remember.
One day, yes. Mr. Bartley, it's a guy, you know? And the guy said, Lord, Mr. Bartley, go and turn to your father. With a little belt, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're at different time, you know? A teacher was plugging me, sis. And I'm a wall of the belt. And him tell me, say, I must take it and beat him. I couldn't do it. Well, no, they don't do it. You know?
If a teacher ever do that today,
I won't do it today.
So
yeah, yeah.
Plugging.
Yes. I know. You know what? Mm-hmm. Mr. Francis make her run go home, you know. And my mother run me back to school, you know.
Of course.
But I had different experience today. Because when I got school, you know, when teacher come fight parents, parents don't fight
teachers.
Every teacher abandon that person, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, but because I know this girl when I last name was Whitaker. The mother don't fight teacher. I think he was in grade 4. And every teacher in a school. Oh no, I think your mother come fight. I see your name Mrs. Taylor. And every teacher abandoned that girl.
Was it brown skin lady who lived down on
Avenue?
Yes. I think I was in Miss Taylor's class or something like that.
Yes. Yeah,
I remember, I remember that.
No. At different time, no.
Wow.
You know, you remember a guy named Byron Palmer?
No.
Hello?
No, I don't.
Yeah, Byron Palmer was a guy.
Was it the Palmers who live at Damed?
No, man. Different Palmer, that. I think Imam Beverly was in the same class. Beverly Palmer and E were in class. And a batch of chalk cost $2.10, 1971-72. And all my chalk was saved with $2.10. I couldn't reach it. You see? Just because I was... Yes. Couldn't reach $2.10, you know.
Oh, my
God. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Because money was scarce then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and there was a teacher when me and Mrs. Nelson always say for us, I think me 4-H club, a fifth club.
Yeah.
And it took me 1 year. It took $5, you know. And after the school, she would give it back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she just gave it me again as a student.
No,
different time now.
The last thing I know of any saving going on in school is with the banks,
Workout Bank. Yes. That was cool.
Yes.
Hello. You remember school nurse always come on, you know, when you have teeth problem, you could go to the hospital and take your teeth?
Yes.
And hello, you said then time, if you have life, that was a great school, you know. You know, I have a friend, we have life.
I listen to the show. And I want to show out. I want to show out and show off, just like the members they are show out with. Me want to give me your donation tonight. Me want to give me your donation tonight. Any one of the programs, be it the medical program.
Look here. Hello, me going to give something. I tell you, But I don't know if I tonight, me going to tell you, but I'm going to do it, you know? You get me?
Yes,
yeah,
you
but I'm going to do it. I might don't do it tonight, but I'm going to do it. Trust me.
When are you going to do it, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, because I wrote me there, I wrote, you know, so me doing the big 40. You get me? Still, but you, me the band, don't break, you know?
Okay. So, Mr. Paul, we want
you
next week, Saturday, we want you to get 10 of your people and who you jolly got crescent and stuff for calling at the show. Because shoes at pond. Listen, here your Paul.
Yeah.
We want you to help us. We have 100 shoes leave to collect. We have 113 shoes we get already.
Yeah.
We need 100 more shoes. So we want to see how much we can get by Monday.
Yeah.
Each person who give a pair of shoes, it's $30 to buy a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
So
man,
we need 100 pair of shoes. So
yeah.
We need for you to hustle up your friend them. And next week when we have a show, we need to have at least 160 pair of shoes from your people.
Yeah,
them.
Man.
So,
What I going to do, see? I don't know what if I tonight or tomorrow, but I will call back to see you.
Okay.
You get me? I don't know if I tonight or tomorrow, but I will do it.
Okay.
Because, because my time is a little limited, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hear you. Well, people tell Paul, and thank you for calling me.
I cherish it.
Yes.
I truly enjoy the memories. Enjoy the memories.
Yeah, Cherry, what about Winifred?
Winifred in Florida. We'll talk about that on the other side of the show. We have your number, so we will call and make a connect.
The last of a star, you know, I was at Bagwalk, you know? Bagwalk.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. That's a very long time, yes. Yeah,
okay,
man.
Paul.
All right, I got the
road
now. So, yeah, man. Cecile, I will call you back with her tomorrow. You hear?
Okay, then, Paul. Take care now.
Yeah, man. Take care. Bye. Yes, okay. Yes,
okay, this is CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and we are giving back Jamaica. I think we have a caller here. 732-703. Caller? Hello, caller. Okay, caller, is that ready? Hello? Okay, so we are giving back Jamaica. Continuing with our program. And as we said before, there are various programs that you can give back to. We have the Bellyful program, which sponsors a child with a $25 for lunch money. As them say, hungry belly can't stand up. So we are soliciting, we are begging these contributions for these donations. Yes.
Talking about begging. Let's welcome HB in the house. HB, good evening. Welcome into the house. How are you doing? HB,
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Doing fine. Just listening to you guys reminiscing, you know, about the back in the days of the primary school, I guess. And there was always a teacher. In every school, with that cane, you know, the cane.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember the cane.
We had cane too. Yes.
You know what? I always wondered why these teachers always tape their canes with this, you know, what do you call that kind of tape? Masking tape, all the way from top to bottom. Why?
Because when you hit the child with it, it starts to bust up. It starts to shiver out like cane for real. it starts to just go into pieces, just thread into pieces.
Wow.
So them keep it up, so it not bust up quickly.
I never had the opportunity to be beaten by with a cane, so.
Yeah,
so
I know what it is. I got a couple of them, so yeah.
No, I can't testify to that. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Today's day, that's child abuse. Anyway, HB, welcome to the program. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we need you to tell us now the tally on the shoes and tell us how the kickers program goes.
Okay, yeah. Well, with respect to, you know, and I spoke to the doctor. I think you guys are on the lockdown right now, and then there's going to be another lockdown on the 5th. I don't know when school is going to start. I plan to be in the island on probably somewhere around the 17th of September. Somewhere around there. So I don't know. I've heard a lot of different things that the primary schools are going to start off with online, and then probably go back in the middle of September. Mm-hmm. And then the high schools may be going back in October. I still don't know. I'm still trying to figure out. I get information. I don't know if you have any more up-to-date information.
No.
You have any more? Do you?
Doctor, do you have any information?
Miss Norty was trying to say definitely you're going to have some kind of staggering of some sort coming up. Nothing is totally concrete, but for sure there is going to be some delay in the face-to-face teach learning.
Yeah,
definitely.
Will be some delay.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like probably by the middle of September something may break, and they may have I'm sure, but I know I'm going to be there somewhere around the 16th, 17th. That's the right in the middle of the month. I'm going to be there. Now, as far as the shoes is concerned, I did reach out to several people. Payless, I reached out to the manager at the Spanish Town School. She turned me on to the manager for downtown, in Kingston. And we kind of, I would say we kind of hit an obstacle because it didn't seem as if they were decision makers. Everybody's waiting for someone above them to make the decision, you know. So I'm going to reach back out again this week. I did tell doctor that there is also a country manager. And I'm trying to kind of get to her because maybe she's the one that probably can make some decisions. But regardless of whatever decision is made, we're still going to proceed into looking at what type of sales they have at the schools. And then, you know, we're just going to have to reach out. We're not going to let, if we're going to have to purchase, we're going to have to purchase. If they're doing a buy one, get all free, we do that. Buy one, get one free, we do that. Whatever it is. It just seems as if most of the sales that they have, they call it something like a WhatsApp sale or something like that, a WhatsApp sale. I never heard of that before, but that's the ones that I've seen, WhatsApp sale. You buy it via WhatsApp or something to that effect, so.
So let me ask you, is this Payless connected to Payless in America?
No.
Okay.
The Payless in America, is not, they don't manage the Payless down there. There is a Payless for Latin America and the Caribbean, and they're the ones that manages all the stores in that sector.
Okay.
I have not gotten to those folks yet. I'm still trying to get to them, But they manage the stores in Latin America and the Caribbean. But each country has a country manager.
Okay.
I got the name of the country manager, but I've not been able to get a hold of that person yet. I reached out to the individual. The individual has not contacted me back yet. But
we're
working on it, because I did some research and found out that in 2016, the Payless for the Caribbean and Latin America had donated over 400 shoes during the Christmas of 2016 to children in Jamaica, because they do have a program that is Shoes for Kids. So that's how I was able to get the country manager.
Okay.
But kind of still looking into it. But, you know, we're not going to let this stop us, you know, because either way, we're moving forward. You know, we're moving forward. We want to get shoes on these kids, on the children's feet before they go back to school, you know. So we're not going to let that stop us. Maybe somewhere down the road, like next year or whatever, we'll have some of these things kind of worked out. Right now, we're just moving forward with whatever alternative is available for us.
Yeah, we're in the teething stages. So, yes.
But that's where we are on the shoes. That's where we are on the shoes. And, you know, I think, what is the tally? Where are we now, Doctor, as far as the shoes is concerned? We're up to what? I know we're up to 105. Are we past 105 now?
Yes.
We're at 113 as per Miss Judith. Yes, 113.
Okay, so we're making progress. We're making progress. So,
but we're getting
so
there.
That's good.
We're getting there. Yes. So, you know, Dr. Ev, I heard Ms. Naughty saying that there are 253 students who are in need of shoes. But our goal was 200 pairs.
223 pairs.
For 223, yes. And there are
223.
And there are 250.
That's why I was asking, Doctor, if there was did we prioritize so that so we do have a prioritized listing. Okay, so if we have that, then that's good, because even if we have the 113 or if it ends up being 180 or whatever, we can just keep going down and knowing that it's prioritized already. So there's no confusion, you know?
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. As you, Miss Norty was saying, that the parents them start to ask about the shoes because they start to depend on the shoes already.
You got to understand, you know, if that's one less thing that they have to worry about, you understand. I can understand the parents asking us, boy, I don't have to worry about getting that pair of shoes. I can get some uniforms instead or something like that, you know. So that's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's why
absolutely.
We want to make sure that we prioritize. So in the event we can say yes, and we say still working, you know.
Yes. And I think what we will do, we talk about this. We have something that we didn't really foresee going. Our campaign was to do the shoe first, because that is most a priority, that we could get a shoe on so desperately on some of these students' foot. That would have been the priority, which we are working on now. And then the next campaign was to get the Bellyful program off the road, But it seems like we have a problem that I'm not sure we'll be able to tackle just now. The fact that students will not be able to go to school either because they don't have internet connection or because they don't have a tablet or anything to do that. So, you know, whether or not we should put the belly full a little bit aside and focus on getting tablets,
so,
donation for tablets.
All right, so if I may ask now, did the government facilitate or support any type of tablets program or anything like that? Because at one time I did read where X amount of program tablets were supposed to come into the country. I think they were saying that they were going to be costing about 25,000 or something like that, or to, something to that effect. Is the government supplementing any of that those programs?
Here's what I know. Go ahead.
Yes, I am not sure because my sister just went back to Jamaica this morning and she's a teacher. And I overheard her, them talking about the students not having tablets. And if the parents decide that they're not going to send their children to school because of COVID, you know, they would have to like substitute. It was like a rigmarole. They would have to like get substitute teachers, right, to meet these kids. I mean, somewhere in the home or, you know, because one of the things is that the students didn't have tablets and they were using their parents' phone, and most of the time the parents are gone with the phone. So it was a big problem. So obviously the ministry not, you know, supplied tablets to students.
So there's no program, no supplemental program going on down there.
What I know of program, what I was told, there is a program. The students who are in, like we say, welfare.
The PASS program.
Right, exactly. They would get, that would qualify them. They also, the other students, they would get a voucher for 24,000 Jamaican dollars, folks.
Okay.
And that is a drop in the bucket because the $24,000 cannot buy a tablet. Parents will still have to make up whether $35,000, $40,000 for the tablet. They still don't have that other $15,000 or $20,000 to invest for the tablet, those who are able to get the voucher. And also, I understood from Ms. Norty, gave me this information, the tablets are some mediocre little tablet that's not even worth the as well. So even if they're able to get the voucher, they still cannot afford the tablet because it's not, the parents wouldn't be able to afford another $20,000. Exactly. So I was thinking the conversation that I was having is that should we make a campaign to get some tablets, you know, campaigning and making donation is difficult. A tablet may cost $50, $60. We have not reached our broad-based communities yet in terms of getting our messaging out there. So I'm wondering if that's going to be very difficult.
Wait a minute, Doctor. You just said something that you're saying that a tablet may cost $50?
$50 or $60.
But $50 or $60 is way less than $24,000. So are you sure that it's $24,000
the
voucher?
I am talking here in the state. I'm talking here.
Yeah, but
in the
to but I'm saying $24,000. That's almost about $180. That.
$180
so, I mean,
for two.
Yeah. For 24,000. So is it 24,000? Because 180, 24,000 is because you said, $100 is 14,000.
Yes.
And so you're talking 150, 160, maybe 160. So if we can get a tablet here, that's a good one for $60. Jamaica isn't able to get one for $180 or $160 on here. So
I
probably need
it.
Really take a look and see what's going
on. I don't know. Maybe I have it wrong, but I thought what I heard was $24,000 for a voucher or something to the sort. Or maybe it's $24,000 for a tablet, a basic tablet, and they get a certain amount of that. To be, I have to get that cleared to figure it out. But here is the situation. The school is, the voucher is a contracted voucher to a particular vendor. It's not that you can even take that $24,000 and go to any store that maybe have a sale price. You have to take that voucher to a contracted vendor, specific vendor, in order to utilize that voucher.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some more research on that and see exactly.
That's kind of
sold. I'm going to do some research.
Kind of sold, because $24,000. They're looking like $158 or something like that in U.S. Am I right?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, so you can get a tablet way cheaper than that in the U.S. And a very good tablet too.
Yeah, but listen, it doesn't matter if we're getting a tablet for $10 here. It's either we're just going to have to buy the tablet for $10 and send it there. The folks in Jamaica who is getting this voucher, it's not transferable anywhere else other than the particular vendor. That they earmarked for it. So even if we can get a tablet for $10,000, and you right, that's exactly what it is. Whatever that is, they're making a killing. And this is business. This is business. So what we're saying, irrespective of who will be able to get the tablets there, if we have folks who have a tablet who they're not using, and it's not into disrepair situation, because you don't want to take a tablet, take it to Jamaica, and then they have to take it to a store to get it fixed, which almost sometimes going costs as much to fix it that it costs to purchase a new one. So if you have a gently used tablet or any kind of device, a laptop, a Chromebook, anything like that, and you're able to donate that, we can make arrangement for that. Hit us up on our Facebook page, Give Back Jamaica at Give Back Jamaica Inc. on Facebook. You can email us, givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Just email us, givebackjamaica@gmail.com. If you know a company, if some of you work at a school, and a lot of times they're changing out the system, and you're able to make some arrangement, foster or sponsor another school out of the country, this is another way that you could look at it. At the workplace, they're changing, especially law office or these big office. They often change out their computers. And if we can get something like that again, you know, we'll be able to do great things with them, folks. Let us just try thinking out of the box, and whether or not we ourselves, just like how we're trying to buy the shoe wholesale, or in partnership with a shoe store. We can do the same thing with any one of these. We're a registered, not incorporated, non-for-profit. We're not a 501c3 yet, but we still can, we can work something out to get the status anyway, in order to get, if somebody wants to get the federal refund on that. A win-win situation for everybody, period. If you're mm-hmm. able to make a small donation, no matter what it is, one pair of shoe, I don't know, one shoe, half a shoe, it's just like you're buying Bitcoin. You're buying a little dust of a coin until you're able to get to the big money to buy the big one. So, folks, give us a call. A lot of you are on the board. Talk to us, 661-467-2407. If you're hearing this show in archives, just send us an email, givebackjamaica@gmail.com, and let us know that you want to make a donation. Those of you are on the board, if you'd like to chat or you'd like to make a contribution tonight, then that would be welcome. Just press them on your telephone keypad and just say hi to us. You know, I know you're listening out there, but we want to hear your voice. We want to know who you are. Just say hi to us. 661-467-2407. You're listening to CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, and the Diva Ladies on that side there, Sister Cecile.
I'm just kind of station.
I'm just kind of sitting back. I'm listening to you guys. So, HB, I know that eventually you were down in Jamaica the last time we did a presentation, and you were able to give a substantial amount of scholarship. I also know that this evening was our palace, our sister program, which we're both involved in. The palace program have their presentation, and we would have had more students from Crescent partaking, but unfortunately the prepping for the application process was not done in time. But however, we managed to get an excellent scholarship for one of the students. Can you give us an overview of what went on this evening and how the program went on, and
the program it went very well. I mean, it was on Zoom, it was on Facebook, it was on YouTube, you know, it was on the Palace website, you know, the Peace and Love Academic Scholarship. We had I forgot the name of the two hosts. Dermot, I think, is one, and there was another gentleman, but you know, it was pre-recorded, but it was kind of streamed, so you wouldn't even know that it was recorded, but it was because it kind of flowed. We had minister of youth, entertainment, and the Honorable Bob Zagrain, she did make us somewhat of a speech, you know, because she's actually been engaged before. So, and then, you know, and then went through a couple of things, talked, there were a couple of people gave some stuff and talked about, you know, what Palace has done. A couple of students came in. There was the valedictorian, of course, so... and several other students. Mr. Ruler Brown, the founder, he did talk about, and he mentioned a couple situations which and how Palace has was able to, you know, play a role in a couple students that are now have graduated the program. The good thing about the Palace program, for those that are listening, and it's one of the things that we want to implement also at Crescent, is that these scholarships that we provide, like I provided four scholarships for, I think it was either the first graders or the second graders at Palace. That's a scholarship that I will provide every year, you know. So same with the Palace scholarship. Once you have been awarded a scholarship and you are able to maintain a 3.0 or better, you know, then that scholarship is going to be yours. You're gonna be a rewardee, meaning that the only thing that you have to maintain, of course, we want to make sure that you are maintaining your being a student, you know, standard, you know, and still maintain some level of community service, etc. But as long as you maintain a B average, 3.0 or better, then you kind of guarantee that scholarship. So he did speak about a couple of students that have graduated the Palace program and are also giving back, a couple of doctors, you know, that are working now and supporting the program. And, you know, and then we had a couple speeches by the president, and then they listed and called out all the scholarships. We should note that there were 454 applicants, and we were able to award 115 scholarships because that was based on the funding that we were able to collect, you know. So it was 115 scholarships that were awarded. One of the things, Doctor, to date, right now, over 800 scholarships since the inception of Palace. And, you know, you're one of the founding members. So kudos to Dr. Evan and Rula Brown starting this. They also spoke about what triggered the Palace program. It was this young lady that was, the incident that happened with her, and that basically was what kind of triggered Palace kind of get into it. But to date, over 800 plus scholarships, over 90 million Jamaican dollars have been awarded. So, you know, you got to tip your hat to, you know, these folks have been working. You know, I've only been fully engaged this year, but I mean, I was always donating in the past, you know, but fully engaged on the board this year. But it was a great, you know, and the link is out there. Folks can always go in and look at the program. But it was very, you know, warm. It gave you a warm feeling that you still have folks like us that are still, you know, to help folks that are out there, you know, helping, giving back. So it was a good look. I must say, I was impressed with the production, you know, and you know, normally it would have been a live event, but you know, with the pandemic, it was a virtual event, which is a lot better than we did last year. Last year we didn't even have an event, but this year it was virtual. But it was well put together. Good production also, you know. Over.
Wow, that's good. That's good to know. This is what we are also, of course, you started this HBU, where we give the Ed Star scholarship. It started out with four scholarships, and we hope that in speaking to the school and the students working with the teachers, we'll be able to pull, because really what we're doing, we're saying these children kind of be underperforming, and we're saying once we bring the resources, and some of the resources that is needed is funds, shoes, bags, clothes and to give them. You can't ask a dead horse to, you can't whip a dead horse, so to speak. You have to give, for it to carry load, you have to give it some food and some sustenance. And what we're doing through our scholarship program is the same thing. We find the students who are underperforming, and we're going to say, hey, it's almost like an experiment. Our hypothesis is that if you give a child the resource they need, they will exceed. They will excel. They will succeed. And that's what we're trying to prove, and I'm sure we are correct. So by the time this school year would be over, we would be able to see the progress children has made. This would be an ongoing project. We have a scholarship that was, we have two more Head Start scholarships. As a matter of fact, three more Head Start scholarships that was donated in the past couple of weeks. Fire and Ice production, thanks to Ms. JoJo Mack, who have given an Head Start scholarship, and Ms. Jackie, her name now just, Auntie Judith, do you know her name? What's her name?
Her name is Kim Eichner.
Kim, yes. And she gave two Head Start scholarships as well as 10 pairs of kickers. So that's more than a drum roll for us, is tear jerking, want more tissue, kind of a thing, getting chills on my eyeballs. So we have three Head Start scholarships that we're going to be giving. Now, folks, when we talk about Jamaica and little Head Start scholarship, we're not talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. We talk whatever you have that can donate. We just put it together, and we find the neediest children, and we say, hey, we are giving you something that is going to help you, because we're saying, because you don't have lunch money, because you don't have bus fare to come to school every day, you have talent, you're able to succeed, but you don't have this, and we are going to provide these based what our program is based on as well. And then we will have follow these students. So there is an incentive for these students to look forward to next year, because we will be making the presentation once these students are able to keep performing at a level.
You know what just crossed my mind, or just, you know, considering that when a student is an auntie or an uncle sponsors a child and gets that one-on-one with that child, the child, you know, considering that you get the child's report, our monthly or term report or school year report, whatever report, I think, you know, that child will want to, you know, excel, to prove to this person that, look, because of your assistance to me, I am making strides. I am doing much better. I can do better. And this is all that I needed. I just needed a start. That is what just crossed my mind.
Yes, yes. I mean, you are correct.
It's another reason, you know, to give back, to encourage a child to do better, because children are adults, and they do get discouraged too. They do get discouraged because you don't have the necessary thing to assist you in learning, then you're going to become discouraged.
Exactly. I mean, you see everybody with a nice kicker, your special club, and
yes,
you have to go with your toe out a door, or the shoes can't fit you no more, and it has burned you, and your friends, them, a show off them kickers, and, you know, luckily at Crescent, It's not that somebody can get a big, pretty Nike or that. Fortunately for them, everybody kind of wear the same black shoe. So
yes.
you don't get too overboard with your kickers, but you have your brand new kickers. That is absolutely a joy to get up every morning and go to school. Previously, if you don't have no shoes, as Miss Norton say, when I was going to school and we don't have any shoes because we never have no shoes, we don't have no alternative, we have to wear barefoot.
Wow.
But she was saying that these kids, if they don't have any shoes, they don't come barefoot. They just don't show
won't come.
Up.
Yes.
Yes. They don't
yes.
come in.
They don't show up.
So
mm-mm.
once we go to school, and I can tell you now that I usually go to school barefoot, which I am still a barefooted person until now. You catch me at any one day, anywhere, you know, my shop, you see me barefooted. I don't have a qualms about barefootedness because I love my connection with the earth. But that is a different situation from, it's like when you can afford something and you don't afford it, it's a different side of your psyche,
mm-hmm.
you know? If I can't afford a pair of shoes and I'm really barefooted, then maybe my mind would be in a different place if I want a pair of shoes. Now, if I can afford pairs of shoes and I go barefoot, I am just like, I'm in a different space.
Yes.
You understand? I have
yes.
a nice, probably nice, beautiful shirt and pants on and barefooted. Maybe my nails is faint and it look. I said, wow, that is, you know, there are people who are barefooter, but it's not because they cannot afford a shoe, but because they choose not to. And you will mm-hmm. know this person can afford. These young kids, it's not like in the olden days that you would just wash your foot and heal it up with some coconut oil or some Vaseline. Oops.
You couldn't get
some Vaseline.
You couldn't do that,
that.
No, Dr. M. No,
exactly.
The kids would laugh.
Exactly.
Kids would never do that. Kids would never do that, no. Because the amount of jeering and bullying, they would be getting, it would warrant them to stay home. It wouldn't happen again.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely wouldn't happen again. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a whole different, it's a whole different body.
It's a whole different, so it's a whole different thing going on right now. It's a whole different thing. Kids are not like kids in our time. I mean, I came at the tail end, but I experienced some of the hardship, you know, too. I've never gone to school barefooted, but I have seen it and I know. I've walked barefooted, and I know when
you
walk, you don't squeeze the foot bottom, and your toe pop, and, you know, you have grown it,
you miss out on the good life. You miss out on the good life.
Yes. We can reminisce and laugh. We can reminisce and laugh and remember our experiences, but you know, we should really, really remember this noble institution from which we got our first steps.
Start.
It was the wind beneath our wings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The wind
mm-hmm.
beneath our wings. We learn. Many of us write so beautifully, write cursive
mm-hmm.
so beautifully. We got that from Crescent. Anywhere you go, you see somebody write, somebody in the older, you know, age group, write beautifully, you know that person is coming from Crescent, because that Crescent had this way about it. They were a stickler for
penmanship. Yes.
So
absolutely.
We got our start. We can boast a lot of things that we have, you know, acquired from being a student at Crescent. A lot of things. You know, our mannerisms. You know,
mm-hmm.
how you sit. You spoke up or
mm-hmm.
you sat and you had to sit a particular way in class.
Oh, yeah.
Even though there was no
no brace behind your back. The desk had no backboard for you to lean back. You had to sit up straight. And that has followed many of us into our adult lives. So we need to give back anything we have. I mean, we need to give back. Dr. Ebb.
Wow. I cannot agree with you more. And this is how it started here, because we realized we need to give back. And hence we are here kind of moving forward. We hope that this would really propel into one of the greatest institution as it were before. Somebody's making a lot of noise here in the background. Putting back a lot of this back into our community, building great nation, and as we have part of our motto, building a nation at all costs. So those of you, you don't have to be a crescenter. You just have to be a humanitarian. You just have to be willing to just put, one penny on top of each other, or your penny and my penny. That's two pennies. That can do a lot of stuff. So if you're out there, if you're listening into this program, into archive, we're here every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Daylight Eastern Standard Time, the other way around, too, when that goes. If you're in Jamaica, it's about 7 o'clock that we start. We go up until 9 o'clock every Sunday night. So just join us. Tell your friend. I mean, we have Paul there who... I am not picking up Paul right away, but Paul know me quite well. And we shared some interesting memories. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a memory corner, having all his friends come in and do a little memory corner, because this is what this is all about. Cecilia talks so much about the foundation of who we are. Our primary school, If you start off of a primary school, you pass your exam. It is because of the teaching that you get at that primary school that has allowed you to move on to the secondary education, hence the tertiary education, hence the way you are. So I think we owe a lot to the foundation, to that foundation. If you have a good start, a good foundation, and this is why we're talking about Head Start program and all of that. They try to make students get a good start at that level, because even if you left school early and you have that foundation, later on you can pick up from what you left off, because the structure is already there.
Yes, foundation has been laid.
Exactly. We are here faced with a crisis, as a lot of you heard, you will listen to the top of the program. We're going back because COVID is taking over what we know as normal. Face-to-face education is not going to be seemingly normal for a long time. Last year, the account is that many students have not gone into a classroom of any sort of learning from February. Comes this year, now school year starts, we seem to be heading in that direction, or at least some of it. This is going to be a catastrophe. We're going to have a lot of students left behind. There is no way that they can catch up if we don't have some serious intervention. How are we going to do about that? We're trying also to set up Give Back Jamaica Open Classroom, where we'll invite teachers from all over the globe in the diaspora and wherever, so that they can come in and do some lesson plan and help those students. Okay, that's a bright idea. But then you just said that we didn't have tablets nor internet. So, again, we're back to square one. Cell phone, we're needing your help. If you have tablets out there, if you want to give us a donation so we can get some internet for the folks who have tablet and cannot have internet, we would love that. We have our Belly Full program, $25 a month, sponsoring a child to get a little lunch so that they can perform. We have $30 a month for the No Yellow Bus, because, yes, there's no yellow bus in Jamaica. Nobody comes to pick you up at your house. So those students who are of Jamaican parentage and who have this privilege for a bus to be come at their house and have the sign out and you can cross them and take care of your children. Jamaica, no so. If you can't walk to school or if your parents can't afford the taxi fare or the bus fare, it's a no deal for you. You can't go to school.
Yes.
Then we have the one that's one child. Sorry. We have the one that's one child. Well, that campaign is going to be on the way. Those of us who have went to the school from in the 60s, the 70s, the same desk, that three people and two people usually sit on, they're still in operation and they are deteriorated. So we're trying to get one desk for one child. I mean, the COVID here now, you know how much that is more appreciated. So if you want to make a donation from that, also, we will have HB do an update on that as well coming up shortly. When he gets to Jamaica, he'll be able to take a look at these desks and see if they're appropriate for what we're looking at and do some pricing. And at that point, we can tell you exactly if you're going to sponsor a desk, how much the cost will. But we're trying to keep it under $100.
Okay.
All right? We're looking at also for the girls, you know, when you're in a developing country, certain basic things, especially for girls, is kind of lacking or challenging. We're talking about an hygiene package for girls. You know what that has in. Little underwear things as well, both for boys and for girls, because sometimes you find, because it's not showing on the outside, these kids don't have much of an underwear. And again, you get a nice pretty shoes, you get a nice pretty underwear, that makes life so much better. We have so much program that we can go, which it's minimal cost. We have the socks for kickers, $5, a donation for a $5 pair of socks. So folks, please give us a call. Tell us how you can help. Maybe there's some ideas that you have that can help to get this all quicker. We would like that too. Share the link on Facebook and on your thing. Tell your friends. Give us a call also.
Yes, so giving back, we can change lives. When we hear about the generation lost due to COVID, this is sad. We really need to help these children, because in helping these children, we're actually helping ourselves. We're helping ourselves. You know, some of these students actually going to become lawyers, doctors, if given the opportunity. So
yes,
give back. Let's give back. I thank you all for listening, and I thank those who have called in. I thank those who have participated, and let's give back. It's a humanitarian thing to do. And Dr. M? It's a humanitarian thing to do. Yes.
Yes. So come back next week and call up your friend and those who are on the line and never want to say anything to us. You know, so now get some laugh, too, you know. So now laugh and... they're not saying anything to us, but we're glad to laugh. We can hear the laughter, you know, in spite of it all. Those of you guys who are in the high of the storm or in the way of the storm, please be careful. Be careful. When they tell you to leave your house and get out of your house, please, my people, for God's sake. Don't say I'm going to wait the storm out. I can never understand why people do that. And then when it gets bad, them go up on them house stuff and start to holler, come and save me, come and save me. You
and
cannot
put other people's life in jeopardy.
Exactly. You cannot put other people's life in jeopardy to save your things. And when you can't save your things, you go up on the rooftop and you're hauling for help. It don't go like that, folks. I mean, I am out there working in this thing too, and it hurts to see a lot of time where people choose them things over them life. And some people don't really make it out. So for me, guys, this is my say to you guys. When you get that call to get out, you can always replace things. Even if you lose every single thing, even the shirt on your back, trust me, sometimes you get nice assurance. You know, it can't replace the things that where you have an association with. But life can continue. But when you go in there and you get swept away, you just get swept away, and then you could have saved yourself. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Auntie Cecile. HB,
welcome.
Up yourself.
Okay. All right.
Auntie Judy.
Hey.
Auntie Judy.
Have a good night, y'all.
Okay.
Yes.
Get some rest. Be safe. Okay.